All right, Marla, our pet psychic, is here. We're going to psych pets the rest of the morning, which is always kind of fun. Brian Copeland's got a whiny dog. Well, see, but I don't go for that, you know. I'm sorry. Marla, good morning.
Good morning.
I want more stuff where you could tell me more, but I would know it was truly psychic. Like you know, when you tell me, well, the cat thinks they don't like your new haircut. And the person goes, oh, my God, how do they know? Yeah, that's what I want more of that. I understand we're going to switch things around this morning.
You know, I thought in honor of Mercury retrograde, which is what we're in right now.
Is that a car? I had one of those once, a 69 Mercury retrograde, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah. 454, so, terrible gas mileage. I remember that, yeah.
About three or four times a year, we go through this period where our Mercury planet, the one that represents communication, electronics, travel, it doesn't technically go backwards, but it retrogrades. The motion slows down. So communications can get a little topsy-turvy, electronic things, computers, good time to back up your computer.
So it's kind of like electronics PMS week.
There you go.
Okay.
So in honor of that, I thought let's flip the psychic readings around and have the pets ask you a question.
Okay. So how does that work? So you call in.
You call in and we'll get messages from your pets, or maybe your pets have questions they've always wanted to ask you about.
Oh, that'd be great. So you're going to tune in and focus on the pet.
Yes.
Well, here, let's just give it a warm-up right now to get all set up. By the way, the lines are always busy, so just be patient. It's 284-1000, and we're going to have, you're going to talk to Marla, and you're going to say what to them?
Well, I still need the name, age, breed, and sex of your animal.
Okay, let's do my dog.
Well,
his name is Harley.
His name is Harley, but doesn't he also have another name he goes by?
Scooter?
That's not so manly.
Scooter. We
yes.
call him Scooter because he's not a tough dog. He's kind of a wimp.
Okay.
He's a nice dog and I love him.
Tell us what kind he is.
He's a Sheltie Blue Heeler. Got him out of the pound, so I don't really know his age.
But he's at least 5 years old.
He's at least 8 years old.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe 9 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's middle-aged dog. So
okay,
let's
so here's the deal. I want you to ask my dog, Harley, the question he has for me.
Okay. He's asking me right now, why aren't you home more? wait, maybe your wife has been talking to him. I'm not sure, but that's the first thing Harley says is, why aren't you home more?
That is funny.
Here's what I want you to do. To my dog, Harley, psychically put that it's Debbie's fault because she has me working out all day long and losing weight and going to all these events that she books and says, Brent, you got to come help me. Am I wrong?
No.
Okay.
So now I have a question. We know you're a busy guy and you're always doing all these events, but have you been out of town recently as well?
Well, sort of.
You tried.
I tried.
You tried.
I tried. I tried to go to Palm Springs, but I got stuck at the airport for 10 hours and then they canceled the flight, so I came back home.
Oh, wow. See, that's totally a Mercury retrograde thing right there. Travel, communication, electronics. Travel plans get a little topsy-turvy.
Well, that's it. I probably should have driven a Ford retrograde.
Can't bow out. Can't bow wow, bring your schnauzer and your chow. Can't bow wow. Can't bow wow, bring your dachshund and your hound. Can't bow wow. Can't bow wow, we're all having fun now. For a couple of days you can get away. All day play, snooze the night away at camp. Bow wow.
Hi, this is Marla Steele, pet psychic. Camp Bow Wow is a whole new concept in canine care featuring special outdoor and climate-controlled indoor playgrounds, giving every camper a place to run and play. Overnight guests can sleep the night away in their cabins, complete with comfy cots, fleece bedding, and a campfire treat each night. Visit Camp Bow Wow Santa Rosa, premier doggy daycare and overnight camp, located at 2120 Bluebell Drive or at mycbw.com/Santa Rosa.
At camp. Bow wow.
And now, on the show, Graham. Oh, yes, we make fun of her because she lets us. It's Marla the Pet Psychic. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning.
Before we get into your first psychicking, let me give you the rules of the game. This morning's going to be different. You're going to call. Well, let's just do one on the air and we'll kind of explain as we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Deanna.
Okay, here's how it's working this morning. You don't get to ask Marla a question. Marla's going to ask you a question and then find out what your dog, pet, chicken, rodent, whatever you happen to have, has to ask about you.
This will be fun.
Okay, so go ahead, Marla.
Okay, so what's your animal?
I have a shelter dog, and she is, we think she's Whippet and Terrier and possibly Shepherd. She's about a year old.
Wow. Talk about a psycho dog.
Yeah, pretty much.
And what's her name?
Her name is Sophie.
Okay. She has questions around bathing issues.
Hers
or hers?
No, the dog's.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't care for the bath rituals, and she wants to know why she even has to go through that.
Okay. Well, if she'll stop getting fleas, then she'll be good.
So you are giving your dog a lot of baths?
Oh, maybe about one a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there might be a powder or diet supplement, some other way to go. And when you do the bath, she needs the warm water. She gets cold so easily.
She gets cold. The funniest thing just happened. She just poked her head in the door looking at me.
Wow. Okay, that's what I'm talking.
That's weird.
There's what I'm talking. The dog's going, hey, you're listening to the radio right now?
Exactly.
So, funny because she gives me like the hand on her hip, you know, like that pose as a person. I'm like, why do you got to make me do that?
Yeah, that would be my dog.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, so that's what we're doing this morning. That sounds like fun. Now, our Datsun's in backup or whatever, so it's going to be confusing.
The Mercury retrograde, yes.
Mercury's in retrograde this morning. Did you know that, Deb?
I did not know that.
Well,
I do now.
Yeah, if your Honda's in reverse, boy, that's not good news.
Switch it.
So we're going to flip everything around and see if we go the other way. Now, tomorrow on the show, we will have Timmy from Lassie, John Provost, with his new book, which is a really, I really got a kick out of the book. This kind of, I had no idea all the stuff about him. So that'll be fun, speaking of pets. Now, Marla, before we get into the next one, you have become an international spokesman for Camp Bow Wow now.
On the way, you know, Camp Bow Wow here in Santa Rosa has been open just about a year now.
Uh-huh.
But they're opening all over the country. It's a really fun franchise if you want to quit your corporate job and hang out with animals and... A lot of fun. So I'm going to be opening, not personally, but doing the grand opening in Phoenix, LA, and we're looking at Chicago and Florida. They're just cropping up everywhere.
This is camp for dogs.
Yeah, doggy daycare.
I want adult daycare. I really do. Where Deb, you can just go and not do anything, and somebody takes care of you, and you can play.
That's great.
And then somebody picks you up at the end of the day and takes you home.
They feed you.
Yeah.
They play with you.
Yeah. I want that for people. Oh well. Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're with Marla, the pet psychic. What's your name?
My name?
Okay.
Eleanor.
Okay, Eleanor. Go ahead.
Marla? I have a pug, and her name is Whitney. She's 4 years old.
Eleanor. Turn. Radio. Down. Okay?
It's down.
There you go. Now it won't echo.
She's 4 years old, and what kind is she?
Pug.
A pug.
Black pug.
Okay. What messages are you getting?
I'm getting messages about going to the mall, so I'm just asking her for clarification. I don't know if you've ever put her in a shopping cart and pushed her around, but she's showing me something about going to the mall.
The dog wants to go to the mall?
Well, I used to take her out of town all the time, and lately we haven't been doing that, so
yes.
I think that's what she's looking for.
And did you ever, I don't know, did you ever put her in something and roll her around, like either a cart or, I don't know if she had, if you have like one of those carriers that comes on wheels or something?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You do? You have a cart that rolls a dog around?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And did you take the dog to the mall at all?
No, at the parking lot, yeah.
You've been to the mall parking lot.
Okay,
there you go.
Here's the reference. I'm seeing her putting something that looks like a shopping cart to her, and she's being pushed around in the wheels, and she's like, when can we go again? She really likes to do that. So sometimes it takes a moment for me to decipher the image and go, where are you going with this?
So whatever that cart is, put your dog in it and take her to the mall.
Okay.
There you go. Thank
Bye.
You. Oh, that was freaky weird. Okay. KZST, good morning. You're on the air.
Okay, I'm calling about my grand critter, Lola.
Your grand critter?
Yes, it's my daughter's pet.
What is it?
It's a Netherland dwarf bunny that's a year and a half old, and she's highly anxious.
She's biting, isn't she?
Well, no, I haven't seen her bite, but she's just so...
Well, here's the deal. Marla, you have to talk to the pet,
yeah.
And the pet's going to ask the lady who's here. What's your name again?
My name's Crystal.
Crystal, the pet, the bunny, is now going to ask Crystal a question.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, good.
But
go ahead,
Crystal, I also need, I know you're the grandmother. Who's the mom and dad of the bunny?
Okay, it's Jason and Amber.
Okay, I want to know what's going on with Amber lately. She's been a little bit more moody or sensitive lately.
Yes, well, she's very moody.
Okay.
And she commutes to work, and it's in Santa Cruz, and the weather's been bad, and
so she needs to talk to Lola about this, because Lola said right away, I want to know what's going on with Amber. Like,
okay,
whatever's going on with Amber that's making her moody is affecting Lola.
So that's Amber's your daughter?
Yes, she is.
Okay, so in other words, your daughter's bunny rabbit wants you to tell your daughter to talk to the rabbit.
Yeah, I'm thinking of adopting the rabbit because she's so, would that be good? She seems to be so stressed there.
Yeah, it might be a good idea because you're around more right now.
Yeah, well, I live alone and I'm on disability,
right,
so I don't work.
That's what I get. You're around your home and you're available to give her what she needs. She's very sensitive, and yeah, that anxiety that Amber's going through right now isn't really helping Lola. But Lola really likes her, so make sure that she stays in her life. But
I know, and Amber really likes Lola.
Yeah, they really do.
She feels really bad that she's so anxious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Tell your bunny I said hi.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Marla, the pet psychic. Her Toyota is in park or something, and evidently confusion's rampant. Is that right?
You are doing it backwards today. We're having the pets ask you the question.
Okay, so you call up like this person on the radio. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Sonia.
Sonia, good morning, Sonia. Okay, what kind of pet do you have?
I have a cat.
A cat? Go ahead, Marla.
And what's your cat's name?
Sammy.
And is it a male or female?
Female.
And what color is Sammy?
She's like a tabby.
And how old is she?
She's 5.
Okay, she's 5.
Okay, now here's what we're doing differently is instead of you ask a question about your pet now, Marla's going to get in contact with your pet, and your pet's going to ask you a question.
Well,
I'm serious. We just had Bill, guy used to own Pizza Gourmet, and Marla says, if you know Bill, we're not making this up. She says to him, and this is during the news, she goes, is your shoulder okay, Bill? Was it your cat or your dog? I forget what it was.
It's the dog named Monster.
The dog named Monster says your shoulder hurts and wants to help, and he goes, oh, that's weird. My shoulder is in pain. I mean, it's just been weird. So that's how we're doing it. What do we have?
Well, today, Sammy is asking you, Sonia, about work. Like, are there issues at work or ideas about changing jobs? Because he's like, when are you going to change your work? So what's up in that department?
Actually, I've been looking to change.
Whoa.
So here's the thing. Sammy can help you. You know, my cat named Sam helped me with my career change, too. So I was searching online for different things, and I pulled up animal communication, and he started rubbing all over the computers going, yes, yes, yes. So ask your Sammy for inspiration and ideas and support. Okay? Because he supports your idea for changing your work.
Oh, I see.
Wow, there's something you didn't expect to get this morning.
Okay.
No, I didn't. But can I just ask you one question?
We've got a lot of people waiting right now. We've got to only do one per person. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, bye-bye. I got to do another one now. That was weird. Hi, good morning.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I have a cat. Her name is Senalina. She's black and white, and she's a mix, but we think there's some Siamese in her, and she's going to be 14 soon, and she's been really sick lately.
Well, let's tell you what. Today we're having the pet ask you a question. So your cat's name is what?
Senalina.
Senalina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Marla's going to do her thing and do whatever it is she does. Go ahead. What's the cat want to know?
The cat wants to know if you're okay, which is really interesting. She's really concerned about making sure that you're taken care of, which is really sweet because you're probably really concerned about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she wants to make sure that you're doing well. Is everything going okay for you?
Well, I'm taking classes at the high school and the JC right now, so I've probably been pretty stressed.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell her how much you appreciate her thinking of you. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
We'll be back. More from Marla the Pet Psychic, by the way. The phone number 284-1000. And we go nonstop all the way till 9, even when the commercials are on, even when the songs are playing, even when the news is going on. We're answering calls. Hey, by the way, Marla, can you get in touch with a woman named Kat? Mentally?
I would think so.
Yeah, ask her why I hurt. I mean, man.
It's his trainer.
Ow. Let's go to the phones. The number 284-1000. We're with Marla Steele. Marla, the pet psychic who psychs your pets. And this morning, we're doing it differently. We're flipping it around. You talk to Marla. And instead of asking about your pet, your pet's going to ask about you, which sounds like fun. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, this is going to be different.
I know.
Okay, what I'm asking about, okay.
So well, no, Marla's going to ask you. So, Marla, go ahead. You have to jump in here.
Okay, so tell me the animal I'm going to be talking to.
You're talking to Sydney. She's a McNab, and she's 16 years and 7 months.
Wow. For some reason, it's not so much a question, but when I tune into her and I look at you through her eyes, I'm seeing an emerald and a diamond, and they're sparkling. So I don't know if there's one, a new piece of jewelry or a new engagement or something very, very special that's tied into the jewelry right now for you. Does that make sense?
Not quite. I mean, emerald's my birthstone, and I have some diamonds, and I do have an emerald and diamond ring that my mom got me.
Okay. There might be some sort of special message connected to that. Is Sydney connected to your mom at all?
Yeah, she's connected to everybody in my family, my mom and my boyfriend and everybody. She's a loving baby.
Well, so, and your mom's still with us?
Yeah, she is.
Maybe you should call your mom and ask her about the diamond and emerald ring and tell her this crazy lady on the radio and see what happens with that.
Yeah, there's definitely a message because I see the emerald first and then I see the diamond and they're both sparkling and it's like I'm looking at you and I see these right in front of you, okay?
Okay.
And so I don't know why Sydney's asking about those, but that's really what she sees when she looks at you.
Huh, that's unusual. Okay.
Do me a favor. If you find the connection or whatever, could you call us back and let us know whatever happened with that? We never get to hear the back half of these stories.
Oh, totally. Totally I could do that. I love you guys, and this is awesome that I got a chance to get on the radio, so by all means, yes.
Oh, cool. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
KZST, good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Oh, doing great.
All right. You got a question for Marla? Or I guess, Marla, do you have a question from her pet?
Yes. Yeah, so let's see. Well, who are we going to be talking to?
Logan.
Logan.
And Logan.
What kind is Logan?
He's a yellow lab.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
He is.
Okay. How old is he?
4.
He wants to know when he can go swimming again.
As soon as he heals.
Oh, what's going on with him?
Surgery.
Okay. Ugh.
He tore his cruciate,
yep.
And he's had 3 surgeries.
My left knee is flaming right now. So
Wait. Is it his left knee?
It is.
Okay.
Oh, stop it.
Sorry, Brent, but it is.
Oh.
Yeah, right when you said he needs to heal, I got this pain in my left knee. So what I'm going to do, here's the magic of Reiki. I'm going to do a little Reiki on myself. I'm going to send it on over to him so we can speed up the healing process so that he can go swimming again.
And let me tell you, he was doing physical therapy between his last surgery and this one, which is an underwater treadmill.
Oh.
And I'm wondering if that's what he's talking about is
and
going to see Julie.
I think you're right because... Right as I started doing the healing on my knee, I'm asking what else will help, and I just heard the underwater rehab right as you were saying that. So you're so right on.
Wow.
Ha ha, Brent.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Great.
There's an underwater treadmill.
What am I going to do with all this leftover cynicism and disbelief that I have?
Brent?
I don't know. Thank you, Marla.
You're welcome.
Take care.
It was like the secret. You totally manifested this, right, Debbie? He said, I wanted specific exact things today, and
right.
You got them.
I'm getting them. You heard the one with the shoulder, and then we had another kid who said, what was the one with the leg? The leg one? What was that one?
Oh, yeah. I think it was a cat, and the cat just said, you know, I want to make sure her leg is doing okay, and I asked the person, did you hurt your leg? And she said, yeah, and I said, is it your left leg? She says, yeah, and I said, well, your cat is trying to heal you and wants to make sure you're going to be okay.
Okay, now, watch this. I bet, Deb, you're psychic. You know what I'm going to do next?
What?
Well, you're supposed to know psychically.
I know what you're going to do.
What?
You're going to play a commercial.
No, you're terrible.
You're going to play a song.
No.
You're going to go to the next caller.
Captain Barry.
You're going to go to Captain Barry.
You're psychic.
Woohoo!
Barry?
We need a little psychic healing out here right now on the freeway. Southbound 101, just around, just north of Corby. We've got a big rig trailer that completely lost its wheel section now. So it's stuck there. So Southbound 101... It's basically very heavy all the way from before River Road all the way through Santa Rosa. Right now, northbound 101, just a brief delay. It's a little off the pace from Hearn through to College, and we're still working this accident. Guerneville Road west of Willowside, the three-vehicle non-injury, but it's still one of those vehicles still on the roadway as well. So big problem now, southbound 101, just after the Highway 12 merge. Watch out, it's going to be slow. This report is brought to you by Roto-Rooter Plumbers. This is Captain Barry with OS Traffic, 100.1 KZST.
Well, there's no danger, Marla, in Deb taking your job as a psychic. Hey, well, Deb, psychically, what am I going to do next?
You know what?
Take another call, or am I going to play a commercial?
You're going to take another call. You're going to play a commercial. There's a reason I don't have my psychic certificate.
Yeah, because you suck at it?
Yeah.
You know what, Deb? I'm teaching a class this weekend. You could learn how to talk to your fish if you want.
There's something I'd rather probably just do.
Good morning. Hi, you're on the air with Marla, the pet psychic.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling about my dog, Cooper.
Cooper.
Okay, what kind is Cooper?
He is a lab and redbone coonhound mix that we got from the shelter, so I don't have a whole lot of history on him.
Okay, do you have an approximate age?
He's about one.
And what's your name?
Diana.
Okay, Diana, let me just ask Cooper what kind of questions or message he has for you.
Okay.
He wants to know why you won't hold him in your arms like a baby. And I imagine he's a pretty good-sized dog.
He's about 80 pounds.
Okay.
Well, that's what could be the answer then. Could be. Come with me and buff up when I go. I'm working out tomorrow again, so come, you know.
Cracking me up. He shows me a picture of him cradled in your arms, and you seem kind of petite compared to his huge body, and he's kind of going, why won't she do this? And it just makes me laugh because it's funny. Okay, he's got a lot of energy, and I'm telling him that's one of the reasons, first of all, why you probably wouldn't do that.
Well, do you want to hold him in your arms like a little baby?
Well, that's the problem, is when I do try to hug him, he gets real crabby and moody.
Okay. Try the spooning thing where he can lay up next to you. But the thing is, you got to get him worn out first because he's got a lot of energy. So play with him, run him around, kind of wear him out, and then you can snuggle.
You're teaching how to spoon the dog?
Yeah.
Something's wrong with that.
Yeah. All together now. Ew. Sonoma County's KZST, the Brent Ferris Morning Show, Graham, with probably one of the weirder shows we've done. And we've done some weird stuff. We had Brian Copeland on earlier, who has got his show, Angry Black Man, Not an Angry Black Man, which is taking place at Wells Fargo on the 1st. We had him on this morning. He's also in the bucket list. God, I couldn't believe the way he got the job. I mean, was that amazing?
That's total synchronicity.
It is just weird. And now we can, okay, let's see if we can get it stranger. So now we have Marla the Pet Psychic, who is going around the world, soon to travel the globe, psyching pets from all hinterlands and netherlands.
It'll be fun when I've been talking to some pets in Italy and Holland, and everybody wants to know if they understand English. That's always a fun question.
Do they?
Well, it's kind of like this universal language. I call it intent, or like feelings or pictures. You understand what those are.
Mm-hmm. So it's like the diamond ring, the emerald ring.
Yeah, you get a symbol like that, and then I have to quickly decode it.
Let's take a couple more here before the news. Good
Hello?
Morning. Hi.
Good morning. Hi.
Yes.
I have a 5-year-old husky, and his name is Kai. My name is Jay.
He's gorgeous, and he knows it. Okay, so let me see what he wants to ask you. Have you taken him up into the snow? Because he wants to go play in the snow.
No, he's never been there. I keep saying I'm going to, but I haven't.
Yeah, because he's like...
Wait. You tell your dog we're going to go to the snow?
Well, I've been trying. Yeah.
Yeah, it's time because he's like, when do we get to go to the snow?
He just seems depressed.
Okay.
Well, it's because you're not taking him to the snow. That's pretty easy. I can figure that out.
One thing going on real quick, we're not doing the reading so much on them, but he does have a little bit of pain in like one of the last neck vertebrae, okay?
Okay.
Do a little massage around there and also a little bit in the tailbone.
But wait until after the snow, because he'll be hurting way more after playing in the snow.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
He's showing me the image of getting, you know, they get those little snow clods in their whiskers, right?
Uh-huh.
When they get their face in the snow. He wants to know what that feels like.
Oh, how cute. Okay.
Okay.
Right, I'll do that. Thank you.
All right. KZST, good morning. You're on the air with Marla the Pet Psychic. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a bird. She's a yellow nape Amazon. She's about 3.5.
All right.
Her name is Lola.
Lola the bird.
Lola. And what's your name?
My name is Laura Ann.
Do you sing around her?
Do I sing?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
She wants to know why you're doing the singing. Okay. Because she's supposed to be the singer.
She's supposed to be the singer?
Yeah, she said, I'm supposed to be the singer. Why does she sing?
She like she's like Simon Cowell? She's a critic? Or what?
Yeah, it's really funny. She's like, why is she doing all the singing? So just tell her you're trying to keep her company that way.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, she doesn't understand it.
Oh, it's funny.
What are you singing to your bird?
I have a Sirius radio in my house, and so I just listen to music and just sing, or I'm singing to my baby.
You know what? I just had this weird thought that maybe your bird is saying, throw away the Sirius and turn KZST on, but that might just be me. That might just be me. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I was talking with Marla and you put me on hold.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the finish up. What was the finish up, the roundabout of that conversation?
Does she think that my grandson is her boy?
Yes.
Daisy.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
Okay. He just loves her unbelievably. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. KZST, good morning. You're on the air with Marla, our pet psychic.
Good morning, Ben and Debbie and Marla.
Good morning.
My dog's name is Gypsy, and she's a tricolored mix. And she's about 12 years old.
And what's her name?
Gypsy.
Okay, Gypsy. And what's your name?
Jamie.
So let me see what Gypsy wants to ask Jamie. Well, she shows me, it's not so much a question, but an image. She shows me, like, when are you going to retire? And she shows me a picture of you filing your nails and putting your feet up on the couch.
Do you file your nails and put your feet up on the couch?
I do.
Oh! Are you retired or are you thinking about it?
Well, I'm not quite there.
Not quite there, so you're ready to.
Not quite there, but I do spend a lot of time with her.
Yeah, wow. She loves that. She loves that just kicking around girl time is what she calls that. And sometimes people say, I'm going to retire for the evening. It's kind of an old slogan, but she just shows me legs stretched out, doing your nails, and just hanging out with the girls.
You know what we call that at KZST? Just hanging out with the girls, taking totally care of yourself, pampering yourself 24/7. We call that Monday through Sunday, Debbie World. That's what that's called.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, am I wrong?
And you say this like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
KZST, hi, good morning. You're on the air with Marla, our pet psychic.
Hi, this is Mary. I have a yellow lab, Bud, and he'd be 14 years old on March 2nd.
Wow. We had a lot of old dogs this morning.
He's old, and he's not in good health.
Oh. So you want to know what Bud's message to you is?
Yeah.
All right. Wouldn't it be funny is, I hate the name Bud.
His name is actually Bud Light.
That's his real name is Bud Light?
Bud Light. My husband named him.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
There's a love made in the trailer park. Okay. Go ahead.
He's actually asking about you planting some spring flowers. And I see like tulips and bulbs coming up that are already planted already. But he wants to know about you planting flowers in honor of his birthday.
This is not good. Wait, when you've got an old dog thinking about pushing up daisies,
and
this is not good.
We actually have iris bulbs coming up.
Iris bulbs.
I love those. My favorite.
Does he eat them or jump in them or roll around
them? No, he's too old.
Okay.
No, he loves them. He appreciates the flowers.
He likes them.
Yes.
Right.
He really
just
does.
He pees in them probably.
So I see the bulbs coming up, and he loves those, and then he asked, when are you going to plant some more?
Okay.
So if there's a flower, in fact, let me just ask him. He's showing me something red to plant in his honor for his birthday.
You don't bring me flowers. I'm sorry.
Something red.
Yes. And he said, you can pick the flower, but plant something red for him.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
I had no idea what that means, but
sure.
We got Bud, the flower-loving dog. Hi,
Bud,
good morning.
Light. Bud Light.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes. Good morning. You're on.
Good morning. My name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
And my puppy's name is Callie.
And what kind is Callie?
Callie's a puggle. She's a pug beagle mix.
Oh, those are so cute. And, okay, how old is she?
6 months.
And let me just see what Callie would like to ask Jennifer. Oh, when are we going to go, 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 go?
Yeah.
She just likes to go. She sees herself as your purse. I don't even know if you put her under your arm.
Is she a pooch? A purse pooch?
No.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay. Do you carry? Do you carry her though?
Yes.
Okay. Do you carry her like, you know, next to you, like with one arm?
Yes.
Okay. That's where it's almost like the way you're wearing a purse. That's what she's showing me. Okay. Like she's attached to you like a purse.
And change her name to Gucci.
That would be perfect, actually. So she just wants to go with you, and she loves it when you carry her that way.
So great. Her
question is, when are we going again, and where are we going?
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Jeez, that would be her.
Yep. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There you go. A dog named Purse.
Okay.
What, Deb?
These are weird.
They are weird. This is an odd one.
This is Mercury retrograde. That's
is that
what
that
we do.
Is?
Okay. We flip things around a little.
We do. It's just bad communications, or because you've been more on than I've seen you in a long time with this. I mean, you're just really weirdly on.
Well, it's sometimes hard to solve a really major problem for someone in 40 seconds on the radio that I need a little more time with. But you know, this retrograde time, it gives you a chance to stop and reflect and look at things differently so we can improve it and then go forward.
Wait a minute. You can't give instant answers to life's difficult questions?
I'd like to think I could, but I need more than 30 seconds.
Kind of a mass media is this? If you can't get instant answers to life's difficult questions, this isn't America. We're in some crazy land. Deb?
Yes.
KZST, good morning.
How's a fish? Hey, good morning.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Linda.
Linda, what kind of dog or cat or chicken or what?
I have a cat.
A cat, okay.
His name is Manny, and he's about maybe 3 years old. He's an orange tabby.
Okay. Well, what's the communication coming in from the great beyond?
Well, I'm asking him if he has a question or message for you, and he just keeps saying, I'm a fur ball, and he's rolling himself up in a ball.
Is he a fur ball, rolls himself up in a ball?
No.
He thinks he's a pill bug in another life, or what?
No, actually, he gets a little aggressive with me, and I'm concerned about him attacking me.
Maybe he's calling you the fur ball. Because he's talking about ball and rolling up, so let me see, what does this mean? Oh, he's not a ball to play with. I don't think he likes the typical kind of playing that you might do with him. So what do you do as far as trying to play with him?
I have a, like a fishing line toy.
Okay.
That I wave around. He chases it.
Okay, because that looks fine to me. Have you ever used your hands not knowingly as a toy for him?
No, I try not to do that.
Okay, good. And is there a guy in the house that plays with him?
Occasionally on weekends.
Okay. I don't know why. He might just prefer the way the guy plays with him. I don't know if he plays more rough.
Oh.
But he was asking you to play with him more the way the guy plays with him.
Oh.
You know what? I have a better suggestion for you.
What's that?
It just sounds like your cat doesn't like you very much, so maybe you should just get another one.
Ow. Ow.
I have considered that.
Oh.
See?
Deb,
my Mercury is going forward, not backwards.
You're not retrograding, you're pretrograding.
I'm putrograding.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
One more. Hi, good morning. Hello.
Hi. Oh, hi. I have a dog.
I like how everybody's stunned that they're actually on the radio.
I've been trying for so long, yeah. I have a dog. He's about 10 years old. Mm-hmm. His name is Blue.
Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Blue.
I don't know if you've ever called him Buck, but before you said his name, he kept coming in my ear going, call me Buck.
Is his name Buck?
You know, we call him Bobaloo.
Bobaloo.
Yeah, he's got like two names at least, But
I'd prefer Buck too, Deb, wouldn't you?
Yes,
my
I
name
would.
Was Bobaloo,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much prefer Steve over.
What kind is Blue?
He's a healer mix.
Okay. And what is your name?
I'm Judy.
Judy.
How boring.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Let's ask Blue.
Then, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Have you taken him on a road trip recently? I just see him in the car with you going down what looks like Highway 5 or some other long straight highway.
No, I haven't.
Okay, might be time to go on a road trip.
He has a friend down in Coalinga he wants to visit.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, how funny.
Because I just see the long straight highway and him sitting up there in the front seat with you and is like, I want to go.
There you go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow. Okay. We're going to take a little short break. We're going to get our act together and then wrap up the show. We've got a few minutes left with Marla. If you're ringing in right now, probably those will be the last ones we'll take. Hang on. We're talking with Marla, the pet psychic, who's psyching pets this morning and doing it differently. You are asking questions of the pet about the owner. I want some juicy details. Good morning. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
My name is Stephanie, and I have a little Shih Tzu. His name is Otis.
Otis the Shih Tzu.
Otis the Shih Tzu. Odie,
wow.
Otis. Odie, Odie.
Do we need anything else?
I'm wondering what he thinks. What's his question?
That's all we need.
How old is Otis?
Otis is about, I guess he's about 5 or 6.
Okay. It's not so much a question, but a statement. You're Wonder Woman in his eyes. He shows me you in a cape. You're more like Superwoman, okay?
Do you have like a red, white, and blue spandex outfit with golden gloves and an invisible plane?
No.
Okay.
No, that was the other caller with the cat that saw her
in black spandex. Yeah.
But that's, we don't need to go there. You are Superwoman, and he is just saying there isn't anything my mom can't do. So it's not so much a question, but a very strong statement, okay?
Okay.
Are you indeed Superwoman? Do you see yourself that way?
Of course.
Multitasking master.
That's it.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, we've got one more here. KZST, good morning.
Good morning. I have a Yorkie Maltese named Luigi.
Luigi the Maltese. I love these names, Otis and Luigi. These are great.
Okay, now I hear this question, and I think it's more about you to him, but I hear, why won't you shut up? And I think, is he bark a lot? And you're kind of thinking, oh my gosh.
Lately, these two past days, I've been wanting to muzzle him, yes.
Wow.
So he knows that's a question you have for him, like, why won't he shut up?
Well, were you getting images of Brent and Deb in your head? Is that what it was?
And Brent with a muzzle?
And ow. That hurt.
So, you know, I do these readings privately. I don't have time to go into it right now. I want to find out more about why he's doing that. But I just hear the big question of the day is, why won't he shut up?
So that's what he wanted to know. So there you go.
Yeah.
Any,
okay.
Are you got an answer for why won't he shut up?
Well, I want to know. Well, he's cold right now. That's one thing. He's a little antsy. Have you not been taking him out as much because the weather?
Yes.
And I just feel
like
he's
locked up in the house.
Yeah, he's just wound up and wants to get out, and then he'll channel out some of that energy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
And our last call of the morning, Deb, I wanted to get in touch with the people on our Big Booty Weight Loss Challenge. And before this is Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark's on your team.
Team Deb.
Before we do that, Marla, I would like you to predict psychically, is it going to be the Brent Weight Loss Masters or Debbie Bunch of Losers Who Can't Do Anything team? Who is going to win the Big
Marla?
Booty Weight Loss Challenge?
Come on.
Right now, this is how the psychic stuff works. I get images a lot of times, and I have to decode them.
Yeah.
Right now, I see a scale, literally, in my head, and I see Debbie on one side and Brent on the other. And right now, the scales are tipped a little bit more in Debbie's favor.
Yes.
So you still have time, Brent. It doesn't mean that's how it's going to be, but right now it's looking like Debbie's going to win.
Hear that, baby?
Oh, so Brent. Take that information, fire yourself up, and do whatever you guys got to do on your team.
Have a snicker, baby.
Yeah.